We're here in the brand spanking new McConnell's Distillery, which is now fully operational. I'm just coming back from seeing Spirit running through the stills. The grand opening tonight, the big sort of gala opening tonight. But before everyone starts off, I managed to get on with John Kelly, who's the CEO down here and who has overseen this. I mean, what you guys have done here is incredible. There's no other way of word for it. Right, fill us in on just the building itself for a start.
Well, look, I joined the company 3 years ago in 2021, and we got planning permission in March 2021. Mm-hmm. We then started construction in August 2022, and I guess nearly 2 years later, we've just completed construction and we're about to start, we are started distilling. So that's the last 3 years. The history of the building obviously is a lot longer than that. You know, the building goes back to the 19th century, 1848 it was built, operated as a proper functioning prison.
Well, proper prison.
Proper prison until 1996 when it eventually closed down. A-Wing here has been derelict since 1996. Yeah. And when we took over the project, it was a really cold, dark, damp building. But you know, we're delighted to have rejuvenated the building, just the same way that we're relaunching and restoring the legend that is McConnell's Irish Whiskey, and we've breathed a lot of new life into this building, and today's a celebration of just that.
It's been a long-term project. I mean, you had so much difficulties with it in terms of the actual construction. I know that there was an asbestos problem to start with.
Right.
It's listed status and all of that. I mean, just in terms of the building work alone, it must have been an absolute nightmare.
Well, it was. It was very difficult. But, you know, there's nothing in life worth doing that's easy to do, and it does take time. Yeah. So, you know, we persevered, is the best way to put it. We persevered. We had good support from local government, you know, Department for Communities Infrastructure, who own the actual building, and invest in Northern Ireland.
Yeah.
Our investors, primarily, you know, US-based investors, they have stuck with this project from when they got involved in 2016, and that's a significant investment from them, and also Santander, who are our corporate bankers. So for me, it's a great example of public-private banking, and when you've got the opportunity to do a project like this, you got to stick with it.
I mean, you come in on the ground floor and you see these wonderful sort of sculptures. They're almost like Art Deco looking. Girders that have
That's
been
spent. Right,
I mean, that beautiful dark rich green colour, it's stunning. I mean, it's beautiful, the shop.
Well, the gull wings, or V-columns, as we kind of like to refer to them, they were utilised for basically holding the ceiling up when we took the walls, right?
Very thick walls.
Very thick walls. We had to open up that whole expanse because we want to have a number of things going on in there. First of all, it's our reception. Secondly, it's a beautiful retail space. Mm-hmm. And then thirdly, a lovely cafe bar area.
Yeah.
The cafe bar retail reception's open to anyone. You don't have to do a tour to come in and enjoy that space. But we wanted to kind of open up that space. Yeah. So that actually delayed the project for 3 or 4 months, just because what we thought we could do on paper, when you actually went to do it, it just took a while longer.
It's just the sheer weight. I mean, these walls are, 2 foot thick?
They are,
just the sheer weight to look at.
Yeah, absolutely.
The tour. Now, you've opened up for tours. I have to say, whenever I'm looking at tours, I kind of look at them slightly differently than other people because my day job, I'm a guide and I'm bringing people up. It works really well. It just flows around. There's a couple of little points where if there's something that's happened in the tour previous, then they're not going to be standing twiddling their thumbs and bored. You can interact with people. It just flows really, really well.
Thank you.
In terms of price point, because people want to come up and do the tour, what prices are the tours?
Well, the signature tour, which is the tour that we are launching with now, is £25. That's a fully guided tour. With that, you get a welcome drink in the 1800s McConnell's boardroom. And then when you come up to the Dunbar room, our tasting and maturation room, you get 3 little samples of, one, our new make spirit, second, our 5-year McConnell's blend, and then third, our sherry finish. So for our view is, you know, for £25, that's value for money for sure.
It really is. And tasting new make spirit is just a great idea. Because people, I mean, you have to wait on whiskey, but getting a taste of new make spirit gives you an idea of quality. And you can, I mean, you're pulling it out straight away. It just gives a sort of investment in the DNA of the whole place.
It does. Helps you tell the story.
Helps you tell the story,
of the importance of wood in the whole process.
Yep.
Here's what it was. here's what it's like after 5 years. Mm-hmm. Or if you put it into a sherry butt, which is what we do with our Oloroso sherry finish, 9 months, maybe up to 12 months in that, here's how you can change it again. So we tell the whole story from that clear spirit, that new mix spirit, through to Irish whiskey, through to a finishing process as well.
Another thing I'm going to mention here, your 250 guild, and this little booklet with it. 250, first 250 casks for sale.
Yeah.
If you buy one of these, you kind of are immortalised in the building.
That's right.
Give us a rundown of this.
So the 250 guild program is all about, celebrating with us the 250th birthday of the McConnell's Irish Whiskey brand. It was Belfast born in 1776. It might have went to sleep for a short period of time, but we've restored that legend, and the McConnell's brand is 250 years old in 2026. The first 250 people to buy into this project, if you want, will get a hand-selected cask by Graham Miller, our master distiller, and for the price point, we will warehouse that cask and insure that cask for you, and then we'll work with you for the future after that. Should you want to keep it for a while longer, we'll work with you on that. Or should you want to kind of bottle it after those 8 years, we can work with you on that. So it's a classic cask program to celebrate with us the opening of the McConnell's Distillery.
And you get your name.
You get your name in two places around the building, actually. So to your point, you are immortalised. My favourite number is number four.
So you have number four bottled. Number four is gone.
I managed to talk my darling wife into, and we have four children. So we Teresita and I decided that we would buy barrel number four.
Good.
And not really for ourselves, to be honest. It's kind of we'd like it to be a project for the four kids in the future.
Yeah.
Let's keep it for 20 years. Let them do it as a project in the future.
Yeah.
So you get to pick your number. If you're in early and the number hasn't already gone, you get to pick your birthday or your number of kids,
Justin,
your age.
You can buy me number 12, like. Justin. You also get a free bottle of the 20-year-old. Free, it comes with the cask, but you get a bottle of the 20-year-old.
So next week, actually, we'll be launching the Old Cromac collection. And the McConnell's name is synonymous with the Cromac distillery. So the Old Cromac collection is a collection of aged single malts. We've this particular one, which we have had finished in port casks. It's a 20-year-old single malt. Beautiful packaging. It's part of the gift that you will get if you're a member of the 250 Guild. But also we're launching that next week at a separate kind of tasting event.
Yeah, lovely. John, I'll not keep you too long because I know you're going to be busy all day. But again, congratulations. It's stunning.
You.
I think
thank
what you've done... it's next door to what I still consider the best tour in Belfast. I love what they did with the Crumlin Road visitor experience.
Yeah.
This is just another thing you can do up here. On top of that, come here, do this, then go in next door, or vice versa.
Absolutely,
it's fabulous. It really is. Well done. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Good man. Cheers, morning.
I'm joined by Sarah Kennedy. Now, if I think of McConnell's whiskey, the first face that pops into my head is this girl. I'll say this now, the two best things that McConnell's Whiskey did was, one, the bottle design is just fabulous, and the second best is they hired yourself. You've been unbelievably active in doing what you've done in terms of promotion McConnell's. I was in Texas last year, I walked into a liquor store, and Texas is a big place, you can go into very small areas, and you walk in and you see McConnell's brand sitting there. And the first thing I think of is yourself. You've been so active and so passionate and intelligent of what you've done. I absolutely take my hat off to you. You've been remarkable in your job. You must be ecstatic with us getting to this stage.
Yes, very much so. It's a little surreal. I feel like I'm in a little bit of a dream, really. Especially coming into the office every morning. When you come into the office, you walk up the three floors, you walk past the stills, you get the aromas, and then you go in and do your day's work. It's pretty exceptional.
I'm sure it is. Your job has it's changed since you were the very first employee of this company, weren't you?
Yeah, I was the first person to get out and start selling as well. So bit of a journey. Started off very, very small. Started off here in our home in Belfast.
Yeah.
Our first shop, actually, that we were available in was a friend at hand, which is very close to your own heart. And then, of course, we started to expand our business, expanded into the US, across the world, and now we're in 50 countries.
Yeah.
So my job has went from really calling in on accounts, selling, talking about the brand, to helping to get the product into every bar across the world, really. So.
I mean, honestly, I'm always genuinely touched when I go in somewhere and I see something from home.
Yeah.
And you think, I know that. That's guys, you want to try this, you know, and it really is. And you see Belfast written on it and Northern Ireland and all the stuff, and it's just, it's fabulous. But I mean, this is the gala opening today. This is the big opening. And you guys are bound to be expecting an awful lot of tourists to start coming here.
Of course, yes.
Whenever I'm doing tours, I'm always looking at, you know, where do you stop? You know, how does it work logistically? Uh-huh. But it's just a sort of linear curve through. It works really well.
Yeah. It's a great way to have one system one way and then one system out the other way.
Yeah.
But the tours are fabulous. Yeah. There's a lot crammed into the tours as well. But we have to be, as you say, when you work in tourism, you have to be succinct. You have to make sure that you get people through the tour on time.
On time.
Yeah, but we will be offering other sides of tours, our connoisseurs tour, our cocktail experience, where consumers can dive in a little bit further.
Yeah.
I've taken two tastings since I've been here, and I have a problem with being succinct. So that's why I don't take the tours.
Yeah, welcome to my world too.
I tend to elaborate further, and as well with Graham. Graham is so knowledgeable that we want to make sure that if we have people coming here, visitors coming here, who want just that little bit extra, that we'll be able to offer that style of tour as well.
Yeah. Now, there's a few other options here. Uh-huh. You can have walk-ins. There's the cafe provision. They come in the shop.
Yeah.
But you also do the boardroom can be hired out for like private meetings, or if somebody wants to change it up and do that kind of thing. So
full disclosure, the coffee shop is open to the public. Mm-hmm. We want people to come in. We want people to come here and have coffee meetings, meet friends. Yeah. You know, it's a fully licensed coffee shop as well, so you can have your Irish coffees in there as well. But on top of that, we have our retail space, which you can walk in. You can purchase bottles. You can purchase some limited editions as well.
I'll just interrupt you. I come in because the last time I was here, they didn't have all the retailers. Mm-hmm. Sort of just fitting out, and I come in. The stuff you have is really high quality. There's the sort of really sort of stylish jackets that are there.
Oh, look, we've done a lot of research into trying to find different styles of merchandise. So we have three different ranges as mm-hmm. well. So we have that higher end range, which is the super high quality.
Oh, it's really high quality.
Then we have
stuff.
Our caps and our t-shirts and hoodies, things that people love to buy, and our pins. We will change the retail space as we go, just figuring out what people want, you know, what people are coming in for as well. But people love some merchandise. You know, I've been on Instagram now for 4 years with McConnell's, and almost daily I get asked where you can get the merchandise from. So people love a take home. On top of that as well, we do have our bar offering. It's where we're sitting here in the bar today. It's a beautiful bar.
It is.
But it is as part of your tour, and it's also linked to hiring out this event space as well.
There's touches that you've kept in. And I know there's all the planning regulations and restrictions and stuff, but even the lights on the floor, where you've kept the tiles, just that this is the actual size of a cell, and it's not that big, let's be honest.
No, it's really not.
You know, it's double up and bunk
in
there.
Us two in here, it's quite neat, isn't it?
It is. You're getting kind of cosy in here, you know.
Yeah.
Just little touches and details like that really set it off. And I'll just say, well done. Congratulations.
Thank you so much,
Marty. You deserve so much credit for what you've
been. I really appreciate it. Thank you. Yeah.
Now, joined by Joe Babiak. Now, this has taken a few attempts for me to try and get this right, because in Belfast, we don't, God knows what all he's been called, but now, tell me your role in McConnell's Distillery, and how you got involved with all of this. How did a Bostonian, Polish extraction Bostonian come to Belfast to make whiskey?
Yeah, no, thanks for having me. Yeah, so I'm the managing director of the Belfast Distillery Company. We have a CEO, he runs the company day to day. But I date back to 2016, first getting involved in helping to get the company restarted and off the ground. Mm-hmm. And at that time, we needed somebody who could sign the paperwork and represent the company. And looking around, there was a list of candidates that had one name on it. And so I've held the title ever since. But it has been an honor, because so many other people have now come to the party.
Yeah.
That it's nice to still carry that as a memory of the old days. really the way we got it started was good fortune. I was working with a partner in Boston on investment opportunities there and connecting investors with with interesting ideas. And a colleague of his, actually from London, called up and said, I know this isn't what you normally do, but there's an interesting opportunity to look at the raw materials for what could be a great Irish whiskey company and a great Irish whiskey project in Belfast. Would you like to take a look? And so April of 2016 was my first visit to Belfast. And we thought, well, this will be quick and fun. And here we are opening the distillery today.
Yeah. I've done the tour twice now. And it's just, it's remarkably well laid out, remarkably impressive. For anyone who actually understands the way tourism works, the way whiskey works, and you're coming in, you're going to get three drinks on the tour, get to taste new mixed spirit, which is really important. I think it's a fantastic addition, and the actual product placement, how the way it's placed, because I mentioned to you before, lots of people don't drink whiskey. Lots of people go on whiskey tours. They've bought them as part of a package, and they come along and they're, don't drink whiskey, or might not drink at all. And then here you've got so many elements that are Belfast history, the building itself, and how that lends itself to a tourism product. And your background is tourism products. That's what your background is. I think you can sort of tell, if I'm totally honest, you know.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I mean, it's a compliment, by the way, you know.
I appreciate that very much. No, thank you. Particularly coming from someone with your experience and your keen eye for detail on these things. That really does mean a lot to me and to the team. We refer to this as the J&J McConnell Distillery and Visitor Experience. Mm-hmm. And we mean to do both really well. And the distilling part, certainly, we want to make great whiskey. But the visitor experience, we intentionally refer to as a visitor experience, not a whiskey experience. So you picked up on that right away.
Yeah.
Whether you're coming to drink whiskey, or whether you're interested in the project, the building, the history, how whiskey is made, the history of whiskey in Belfast, all those things, we want this to be a rewarding experience. Not, you know, if you're not drinking whiskey, you're not having fun. Certainly we want you to enjoy the beverage, but we do want to make everyone who comes here feel welcome and feel like they got a good experience, good value for their time here. And really, it's an excellent team we have, terrific professionals who've really tried to think this through, experienced tour guides, people who come from the Belfast tourism industry. A lot of folks really cooperated on this. So it's it is genuinely a team effort. It's been a real pleasure to work with really, really, really proper villains.
Well, I tell you, I've said this to a couple of people. Whenever I'm away and in the States, you're traveling around and you go, I stop off because, you know, I like a bottle whenever I'm, you know, traveling around and whatever. And I jump into a liquor store in the States and I see McConnell's there, Belfast on it. And I just think to myself, I know that place. That's where I'm from, you know. And it means a lot, you know. I genuinely get touched. And anybody that knows me knows I always support my own. Always, every time. And I like that comfort and knowledge. And you guys have got that. Getting distribution to the States is not easy. Every state, basically every town and every area, tends to have different laws. I mean, did it help you being from there, that you knew some of those nuances and maybe some distribution lines? That must have helped a huge amount.
It's a really good point. So the first part of what you said, I would agree, going away from home and seeing some vestige of home means a lot. In previous parts of my career, I have spent a long time overseas away from home. And being from Boston, you see a Boston Red Sox cap somewhere. It's just that little bit of extra home, and you feel good about it. So we do hope if folks from Belfast traveling abroad, you know, see the label. We very proudly have Belfast right there on the label, that they have at least the same kind of experience and positive moment. And we're big advocates now for Belfast, so we're delighted to talk about it on all occasions. Really, I think the success of being able to get route to market across the U.S. has been part of a good partnership between Belfast Distillery Company and our U.S. Importing partner. And they have established relationships, they have mature relationships, they have a mature sales force. And so they've been very helpful in introducing us to major distributors and to bring us to places as a new company with a old brand, but not necessarily a very familiar product. It might have been hard to get to.
Yeah.
And so obviously it's our part to do the work, to bring a good story, to bring a good product, to bring all the support. But I think it's been important that we've had good partners who brought us to meet the right people and get us established in really all these markets.
Yeah. the one thing, I've always said this from the day one when McConnell's was released, the five-year-old blend. I've said this from day one. When you look at the bottle's fantastic. The bottle's
amazing.
I think it's probably the best designed Irish whiskey bottle there is. I love it. But there's one detail on it that a lot of people aren't whiskey guys will overlook, and it's 42% alcohol. Now, the legal minimum for Irish whiskey is 40%, and taxes are based on the alcohol content. And people don't maybe not appreciate a lot of the time just how expensive that is. So you've got a really expensive bottle that costs a lot to produce. Anybody that knows anything about anything knows that's a lot. The alcohol isn't the bare minimum. It's 42%, not 40. And that tells me straight away that somebody actually actively said that tastes better at 42%. It might cut into our margin a little bit, but it's going to be a better product for it. Who made that decision? Because that to me is key in the whole thing.
Yeah, I really appreciate that. So really our team here advocated this is a direction to go. Tasting the product, working with the liquid that we have, really decided that was the right way to make sure that the packaging, the liquid, and the brand story were all of equally high quality. So you're right. It is an investment in the packaging we didn't have to make, but we feel it's been worthwhile. It's an investment in the quality of the liquid we feel is important to give the customer the flavor that we think McConnell should always stand for. And given the heritage of the brand, we really feel strongly that this has to be a premium, super premium family of whiskey products.
Yeah.
This can't be just another whiskey. And so we hope that we've got it off to the right start. We're proud that the five-year blend is at 42. We're proud that the sherry cask finish is at 46.
Yeah.
Again, want to make sure that it provides the right level of flavor and value to the customer. And so hopefully that's the experience they have. But it's an investment we're proud to make.
Yeah, and I mean, a price point. For the quality of bottle, for the quality of design of the bottle, and I've said, I'll reiterate again, that's not cheap to make. It's very expensive to make. And the quality of the liquid at 42%, and it's still 40, £45 a bottle. I mean, that's congratulations on that.
Thank you.
You know, that tells me straight away that somebody that actually wants to set up, there's loads of people who put premium and, you know, and all of this on the thing, and you can kind of tell it's just the word that they put on for marketing. Everything else is okay, it's cut a little bit. But yeah, you guys have done a remarkable job here. Your bottle's fantastic, your design's fantastic, your liquid's really, really, really good. I still prefer, if I'm honest, still prefer the green label to the red label. That's my prerogative. But Joe, I'm going to let you go because I know you're all hectic busy here. And thank you very much for inviting us down. And more power to you. Well done. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. And look, thank you for all those compliments. Before we go, I just want to say appreciate you coming today. Appreciate you taking another look at us. I know you've been here once. Thanks for coming back. But also, again, you know, with your experience, with your eye, those compliments really mean a lot. I'll be delighted to share them with the team. And we hope we'll have you back for another happy occasion sometime soon.
Hopefully. Fingers crossed. Listen, take care.
Thanks
Thank you
again.
Very much,
Cheers.
Sir.